Now let's place Moon as Amatya Karaka in Purva Ashadha Nakshatra, the second part of Sagittarius. First, let's talk about Purva Ashadha Nakshatra. It belongs to Brahmana class, the intellectual, creative and philosophical priesthood of idealism and refinement. These people are very idealistic. Deity is Apa, the cosmic waters, purifier, renewer, representing power to cleanse, inspire and resurrect moral values or aesthetic order, so needed these days. Planetary ruler is also Brahmana, Venus. So therefore, it carries an element of refinement, persuasion and rejuvenating artistry. This is applicable for both Moon and Mercury. The core drive is purification through creativity and inspiration to separate truth from falsehood, light from dullness, beauty from distortion. So what happens when Moon is placed here, isn't it? They become the storytellers of inspirational attribute, emotional healers, communicators, teachers, reformers who trade knowledge and feeling for the collective upliftment. It's a trader, so there will always be an element of Vaishya there. Moon here, let's say in second house, will give a career, good career in speaker or counselor promoting emotional or ethical renewal. Scorpio ascendant, Sagittarius in the second house, nutritionist healer, because Moon, lifestyle coach connecting wellness to moral beauty. See, there's all these elements. There's the Moon as a trader, there's Venus, rule nakshatra and Purva Ashadha. Artist, writer who communicates empathy through hope, teacher of family and social ethics through storytelling or performance. In sixth house, it can become a psychologist, a therapist, reforming emotional and cultural environments, a social worker, or a humanitarian leader. Purva Ashadha is quite humanistic. Serving recovery and purification, wellness consultant, applying empathy in healthcare or education. There are so many these days. Artist, activist, cleansing emotional pollution through creative media, artistry. A big one in reforming the social values, which is hardly considered. In 10th house, it can become a wellness influencer because it's the public house. Teacher of moral restoration, life coach, speaker, inspirational coach, social and aesthetic reformer of kinds, educator, humanitarian leader, spiritual entrepreneurship. It's very big these days in this world. Media figure spreading messages of healing, beauty and truth. So that was Moon in Purva Ashadha. Next, we will consider Moon in Mercury in Purva Ashadha. Take care.